Joe Biden funds border security in foreign countries as U.S.-Mexico border crossings hit 7.4 million. By John Binder on March 27, 2024. President Joe Biden, with the help of Congress, is spending hundreds of millions in American taxpayer dollars on border security initiatives in foreign countries. At the same time, border crossings at the United States-Mexico border have surpassed 7.4 million since Biden took office. Slipped into a $1.2 trillion budget signed by Biden last weekend is about $380 million for enhanced border security projects in Egypt, Jordan, Lebanon, Oman, and Tunisia, about $150 million of which must go to border security in Jordan. Meanwhile, the budget puts strict limitations on the Department of Homeland Security's DHS ability to construct physical barriers along the U.S.-Mexico border to deter illegal immigration. The Biden administration wants nothing more than the ability to manage an invasion here at home, all while helping nations abroad build walls, R.J. Hauman with the National Immigration Center for Enforcement, NICE, told Breitbart News. Make it make sense. The budget comes as Biden sets more records at the border. From February 2021 through February 2024, Biden has overseen 9 million encounters at the nation's borders, more than 7.4 million of which occurred at the southern border. Those figures do not include the countless gotaways who successfully crossed U.S. borders. Over 1.8 million known gotaways have evaded U.S. Border Patrol under this administration, House Homeland Security Chairman Mark Green, RTN, writes. In testimony before the committee last year, then-Chief of U.S. Border Patrol, Raul Ortiz, said the total number of gotaways could be undercounted by as much as 20%. Emphasis added. In addition to record border crossings, Biden's DHS is carrying out an unprecedented parole pipeline that brings foreign nationals to U.S. borders for release into the nation's interior. Since January 2023, nearly 900,000 foreign nationals have been released into the U.S. interior thanks to the parole pipeline, which includes the migrant mobile app known as CBP-1 and so-called humanitarian parole. The total number of migrants who have arrived through the parole pipeline now outpaces the populations of Wyoming, Vermont, Alaska, and North Dakota. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.